Palace Golf and Spa Resort in Cancun, right up there.
Now back to Peter Greenberg.
43 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from the Moon Palace Golf and Spa Resort here in Cancun, Mexico, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. My next guest I met in, of all places, in Houston, but he's actually a big aficionado of Chinese travel. And if you take a look at the real numbers, it's really quite staggering. Visa applications for Chinese to travel right now are up 40% over last year. When you take a look at what those numbers represent, it truly is almost, I mean, unimaginable, but it's happening. But my next guest is not on to talk about China travel, because in the process of him and I having a discussion about the, you know, the numbers here with Chinese travelers, something else came out. Forget what his day job is. Evan Saunders is a complete fanatic worldwide, in every nook and cranny, every state, every city, every country, in his global pursuit of the best club sandwich. Evan, how did that start?
That's a great introduction and a great question, Peter. I travel a tremendous amount all of my life, a lot for work and a lot for pleasure. And while I love being in new environments, thriving off their surroundings, you know, sometimes I just need something that allows comfort to wash over me in an awesome wave. And for me, that has always been the club sandwich. And fortunately, it's literally available in every city I've ever been to in all 60-plus countries.
All right, so let me ask this question. First of all, let's get down to a definition of terms. What defines, at least for you, a club sandwich?
You know, as I traveled from place to place all around the world, I kept seeing the club sandwich evolve. And that sort of begged the question, how could a sandwich be called the same but change dramatically from location to location? And truth be told, what I found through all of my dedicated research into the subject is that the club sandwich is simply called a club. Now, many people think there needs to be a third slice of bread, or it has to be quarter, or traditionally has to come with bacon or turkey. But from country to country, you see these norms actually change, and there's a complete deviation from the standard club sandwich that you might think, or that you get at your local sandwich shop or that hotel that you had. So for me, in my experience, the most crucial element of the club sandwich is that that dining establishment must call it a club sandwich.
Okay, so now that we still haven't defined it.
It's really true. You know, you see such a diverse amount of ingredients used. You see all shapes and sizes. You see hotels, restaurants, airports, all approaching it very differently. So it's become difficult to actually sort of stereotype the club sandwich, which has kept this passion of mine really exciting over the past 5 years.
Well, you know, it's one thing to call something a Caesar salad, because today you just don't order a Caesar salad. They'll ask if you want chicken or shrimp or tuna fish, and I don't know how that becomes a Caesar salad, whether you want anchovies or not. The only thing that distinguishes to me and makes it a Caesar salad is usually the dressing, the Caesar dressing. But with the club sandwich, does it always have to be toasted?
I've seen club sandwiches in a wrap. You know, we go to a place like the city of Boston, for example, you're going to find lobster club sandwiches everywhere. France loves the smoked salmon club sandwich. You go out to California, you're going to find club sandwiches with avocado almost in every sandwich. So what we've really enjoyed over the past few years, and by we, it's usually me and my wife doing all this traveling, are club sandwiches that reflect the local ingredients that can be included in that club, whether it's a special type of produce or protein or even a locally baked bread. Definitely the most exciting thing about trying these club sandwiches around the world is when they embrace some sort of local flavor.
Okay, so let me ask, first of all, the question I know everybody else is asking, how much do you weigh?
Well, most of these club sandwiches are eaten in one hand while I'm doing work with the other hand. And I'm a big foodie, of course, the exercise comes along with that.
Okay,
but
just double checking.
I have to say, Peter, there can be very healthy dishes, right? They're not... I have had some club sandwich desserts, some club sandwich cakes before. There's actually a hotel in Bangkok that specializes in club sandwich cakes, but I try to avoid those for the most part.
A club sandwich cake with bacon?
with green tea sponge cake, chocolate mascarpone, chocolate chips, a little whipped cream, nicely layered together with a chocolate toothpick going through it.
Evan Saunders, stick with us. When we come back, I'm going to ask you for your picks for the best club sandwiches around the world, and the answers might surprise both of us. Back when we come back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide from the Moon Palace Resort, Spa, and everything else.
Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
52 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from the Moon Palace Golf and Spa Resort in Cancun, Mexico. Taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you can't get through on the phones, I know you know what to do. You email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. with your name, phone number, question, or problem, we will solve it on the air. We'll do that in our next hour as well. We've been speaking with Evan Saunders, who has the distinct title of being, well, perhaps at least for this show, the world's foremost expert on club sandwiches. A real passion of his, globally, by the way. And when we were last left off, we were talking about a club sandwich dessert in Bangkok that I have to say sounds absolutely atrocious.
No, it's really, really well done. In fact, they have five different ones. It's Mabua at State House, a property right in the heart of Bangkok. They do a fantastic job creating these and executing on them. So highly recommend you try one out. Wait till you experience it, Peter.
All right. Evan, have you branched out? Are you doing lobster rolls, or are you just sticking just with the club sandwich?
You know, my passion lies deeply with the club sandwich. And unlike a lobster roll, I can find a club sandwich in every single location on this planet. And that's what makes it most exciting.
All right, so let's talk about, you know, let's start with the basics here in the U.S. I mean, where was the club sandwich invented? I'm assuming it was invented in the United States.
You know, you can do a lot of research on the topic. You're not going to find a definitive source of creation. That being said, a lot of connoisseurs do feel the club sandwich was created in around the 1900s, early 1900s, late 1800s in America. Yes, at a country club in America, by throwing together a bunch of different ingredients that were left over in the kitchen to make a delicious sandwich.
All right, and hence the name Club, right?
Yes, hence the name Club. And, of course, now you can find them from a club to poolside at a hotel to an airport cafe and literally everywhere in between.
All right, so let's just start domestic U.S. In your opinion, in your expert club sandwich fanatic opinion, who's got the best club sandwich in the United States and why?
Is most important. So this isn't just biting into and experiencing it and saying whether it's good or not. I rate the club sandwiches that I try in 10 different categories and score them each out of 100 points. And to quickly run through those categories, it's presentation, produce quality, soft usage, ingredients ratio, ambiance, meat quality, bread quality, the value, the size that always accompany a club sandwich, and of course, the overall taste.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there.
Yeah.
Ambiance?
Well, you know, when you're experiencing a club, you really want to be in that moment. You really want to feel the energy of the surroundings, you know? And many restaurateurs or frequent diners also enjoy the ambiance along with the food they're having. And very much when you're eating that club sandwich, you really want to experience that environment. Places I dine at, again, have a great ambiance, whether in the airport or on the beach.
So much for ordering a club to go. That doesn't qualify, right?
Well, you know, I have to do that all the time in airports. At airports, you know, they can have both positive and negative ambiances whenever you end up dining with that. But I really try to rate the actual establishment itself.
Okay, and then you mentioned one other thing about one of your criteria. The sides that come with it. I'm assuming that varies from restaurant to restaurant.
Oh, and that's really exciting aspect about the club sandwich is that everywhere you go, the club sandwich comes with a side. It's probably only about 4 to 5% of the time it doesn't come with a side. And again, you're probably looking at an airport where you get it to go where it doesn't come with a side. So 95% of the times you're getting an extra comfy unit with the club sandwich, and I mean, that can range in all shapes and sizes, but it can truly enhance the club sandwich experience.
Okay, so, you know, a lot of restaurants, whether it's a club sandwich or a steak or whatever, will try to disguise a meal that's not so good with extra like sauces or extra spreads. The club sandwich has to be no exception to that because we're talking about mayonnaise, right?
You're talking about mayonnaise sometimes. Oftentimes, I've seen a pear chutney used. I've seen even a mustard ponzu aioli. I've seen a miso glaze used. I've seen an herb aioli. So you're getting twists oftentimes on that sauce usage, and getting something really creative is going to be exciting. You know, you go to Beijing, you have a club sandwich with Peking duck on it, you're not going to want mayonnaise. You're going to want some of that hoisin sauce or something creative using hoisin sauce, perhaps.
And no bacon.
Most likely in that scenario, no bacon, but, you know, it's hard for me to say that bacon doesn't always enhance the meal, being a lover of bacon myself.
All right, so the best club sandwich in the United States is?
Yeah, my personal opinion was at the Huntley Hotel in Santa Monica, California. They did a great job with their pumpernickel bread, well-plated, delicious meal. I was really excited about this and was not expecting the pumpernickel to add such delicious texture and flavor to each bite.
And very, very quickly, Evan, overseas, the best club?
Has to be the Intercontinental in Hong Kong. They just did a stand-up job.
Evan Saunders, do you have a website?
Yes, clubsandwichreviews.com.
Doing the club scene today with Evan Saunders. That music means we're out of time for this hour. Stick around, everybody. We got a whole lot more coming. Are you hungry for a club sandwich? I am. When we return to the Moon Palace Golf and Spa Resort in Cancun, Mexico. Back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after this.